All right, Bass and Tuesdays with Santori. We're back. We're back. Who's with me? Who's back?
We're
with
back.
Me?
Well, Hollywood Tony T is here.
Back.
And guess who else is here? Who else is here? Let's see.
Jolene's back. Hello, Jolene.
Hi.
Wow, welcome back. 2 years later. What are we doing?
I know.
Back
it's
on
been
the
a while.
Radio.
All right, and we got a caller. I believe you know who this is.
Well, let's see.
Hello,
hello?
Caller.
Hello. How are you this evening?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Very well, thank you. Welcome back, Mr. Santori. It's been a long time.
Yes, it has. Thank you. Who am I talking to?
I'm quite a fan, might I add. Quite a fan of the entire production, yes.
My goodness. And, is this
and Jolene,
Jersey?
Yes. Jolene, I've missed you as well, very much, Jolene. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
Jersey James? Are you kidding me? Jersey James calling my show? He's never called my show ever.
It's not Jersey James.
It's not. It sounds like him. Who is it? Who's this mystery caller?
Well, let me just get my stethoscope just one moment. Mike Santori. Yes. I make house calls also, but you know, I had to leave the hospital to come in to support my brother. I'm just so excited, man, that you're back at it. I didn't get a chance to see your stand-up, but I'm looking forward to it. And I'm just beyond words that you're back at it, you know. And I'm just happy that you and the crew is doing it again. And I think this is a sign that this is going to be a very exciting and prosperous 2018 for all of you. So I think you all deserve a round of applause for that.
Here we go.
All right, round of applause. What's it been like? Is it 2 years, right? Two years since Tuesday's Gone was
been
the last one.
Can you guys remember the last show? I'm thinking the last show. I mean, what was like the theme? I know like, Mike, you know, you're like the master of, like, Name That Tune. No one can, like, mess with you on that. There we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Name That Tune.
There we go.
Are you ready, Mike Santori?
I guess I have to be. Pressure.
Name That Tune. All right, here we go. Let's see what this song is.
That's two things. That's either A, Foreigner, Hot Blooded, which is the original song, or it's Tonda Funky Comedia.
Pick one. All right, let me listen to it again.
All right. Yeah, it's going to be Tonda Funky Comedia.
Oh, that's
so cool and at a bar, and I'm looking for some action. But like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them want to get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, what a hello. The girls are all jockeying at the other end of the bar. Having tricks with some no-name chump, but they know that I'm the star. So I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said, Funky Cole Medina.
Cole Medina, yeah.
Thank you, sir. Man, I'm sorry, man. Over on this other end, really does not sound like Dr. Detroit. You do not have your voice. It's so funny. You sound like someone else incognito. It's tripping me out. But thank you, Dr. Detroit, for being with us.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure, brother. As soon as you call me and let me know that your guys are back on the air, I canceled all my doctor's appointments. I got a bunch of people in the waiting room. I said, hey, Santori's back on the air, so I wrote him a prescription and say, call me in the morning, you know. That's how we do it.
Well, I appreciate that, brother. Thank
you.
I want to do a plug-in for one of your associates, John John's clothing associate. Yeah.
Wow, thank you. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, JohnJohnsUSA.com is awesome. But, you know, I have to confess something to all my fellow Americans, you know. And I was chasing money, you know, and I'll just say it. I just want to be honest to all my Americans. I was getting these products from China very, very cheap and was making a lot of money. And just one day, I just realized, I'm like, you know what? This is bad. You know what I mean? So what I've recently done, I canceled all of my contracts with these companies from China. And you will now be seeing all of my products will now be American made, you know.
Doctor, you're putting a lot of, like, Asian children out of work, man. Like, how can you do that? Like, how can you put these Asian sweatshop children out of work? Don't you care? Don't you care about them and their needs? You're selfish.
I do.
They make 30 cents an hour, man. That's enough to buy gruel.
That's true. That's very, very true, you know. But, you know, when I look at my birth certificate and it says I was born at Hustle Hospital in Detroit, Michigan, and Michigan is part of the USA, I have to say, you know what? I'm sorry, little China baby. You had to figure it out because I got to bring my dollars back home.
Can we see a copy of that birth certificate, you know, certified just to make sure that you actually are American?
Yeah. I'm gonna fax that over. You guys still got fax machines?
Oh yeah, you can fax me 619-924-0815. That's also our calling number.
All right,
let me go ahead and fax mine too because I was born in the same hospital. Grand River Avenue.
Hustle Hospital. Yeah, man. I want to say that because, you know, I was chasing money, man. And you know, I realized, you know, the China economy, man, I mean, whatever's happening, man, they moved away from our dollar system and they got their own money. And, you know, and I look at it, I'm looking around my house and now I'm more conscious. I'm turning stuff upside down and I'm seeing made in China. And I'm like, you know, I'm not hating on the China people, but I realize, you know, that's fucking up our GDP, man. And I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to be a part of that. You know, I'd rather, you know what I'm saying, not make as much money, but at the same time help, you know, establish and build my economy here. You know, and I think that's what the problem is. Not to get on my soapbox, but I just want to let you know that Dr. Detroit is all about the USA. That's all I'm trying to say.
Well, I appreciate that, sir. Thank you very much. Give America support. Yeah.
Check this out.
I mean,
this ad just popped up. Hey, listen. This ad just popped up. It says, sexy Asian girl wants to romance you today. Men 35 and older on mp3converter.net. Like, it just popped up. Like, it knew we were talking about them. And the sexy Asian girls want to romance you, Dr. Detroit.
See, they all about that money. They everywhere, man. They about that money. They know.
They're listening to us, man. Everybody over on Bud's back room are listening to us, and the NSA is listening to us. Hey, by the way, NSA, keep listening. Call in if you want, 619-924-0815. If not, NSA, thanks for listening. We appreciate it, NSA.
That's right, NSA.
Well, I appreciate you giving up China and sticking to your guns, America, because considering the fact we're both from the Motor City, you know what I'm saying, General Motors, Ford, and you know what they don't do in Detroit anymore? That's right, produce cars. So produce
cars.
That's
right. They sold out. It's the corporate game. You know, I'm about making money, but at the end of the day, I got a conscience, man. And, you know, I'm not about hurting another country, but I mean, you know, how much money from China? Only time we get China money is when they come over here to Disney World. You know, they buy a couple of Disney T-shirts and some hats, but you know, they go back home. But they come over
that's
with
just,
China
that
cameras.
That stuff ain't made in America, man. That stuff's made in Taiwan. Like
exactly.
They ain't buying American anyway.
And that's that is true. They're buying their own stuff, so they're really making their own money. So that's true. I mean, I love them. I don't hate anybody, but I'm really becoming, you know, since I opened that website, man, and I was chasing the money and I was excited when I saw the orders coming in, but my conscience kicked in. I'm like, man, this is, you know, I got to find out how to make money but still support my own turf, you know. So I'm all about that.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
Here we go. Tonight. I want to challenge you, Santori. I think I can beat you at this one.
Ooh,
oh, yeah?
One
you want to go ahead and do it first?
I want to call
you
out on
first?
This one,
All right. I'm going to give you 3 seconds because that's all you're going to need for this one. Dr. Detroit's going first. You guys ready for a name?
I'm ready.
Yeah, here we go.
Shit. I'm sorry. I mean, are you supposed to bleep that out? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No, that's okay. We can curse.
We're adults here.
Okay. Can I get one?
Fuck China. Fuck China.
Okay.
I need to hear it one more time. Like,
all right. One more time. This is Dr. Detroit first. Here we go. One more time.
Okay. Oh shit! Oh man!
I know the song, but I
okay.
Well,
she's my lifeline. All right, Jolene's my lifeline. I just called it. She's my lifeline.
No, never rely on me in the lifeline when it comes to name that tune. Trust me.
All right, well, give me a hint, because it sounds familiar.
There's two. I'll give you a hint. Here's a hint. There, two of these two songs. It's one of two songs that sound almost identical.
Oh, so yeah.
Well, that's the worst fucking hint. I love it.
I know,
life.
Right? Can you like
two
sing
two
it?
Songs
like,
that are identical to this song? Good.
I mean, do it.
But,
give me a hint like poetry where you don't say the word, like you don't say I love you, but you say something like, oh, you make my heart throb or something. Like tell me, but don't tell me what it is.
Partial billiards and pool, maybe.
I know I heard it at a pool hall. I'm no
play
idea.
It again, play
I heard
it again,
at a bar.
You have to play it again.
One play it again.
Play
okay.
It again.
One more time.
Play it again.
All right, it's my last time.
It's the DuckTales
song.
Wow. No, I'm just kidding.
Are you serious? All right, I give up. Well, I'll pass.
Santori,
what is it?
He wouldn't.
I was hoping that he would guess it.
No, listen. Only if he guesses it. If he don't get it, then it goes to Jolene.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Mike, what is it?
One more. Can I hear it one more time?
Yeah.
All right, one more time. No, not a little bit longer when he starts singing.
A little longer. uptown.
Oh,
oh
man.
Fuck. Oh, I know what it is.
All right.
He's bad. He's bad. He's mean as man. He's a whole damn town. That's Leroy Brown. Leroy Brown.
You got it again. What the hell?
All right. Let's take a listen and see if Santori is right. All the way this time.
Uptown got his hustlers. Bowery got his bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim Walker. He a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he's big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country hawk. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off that old Lone Ranger, and you don't around with Jim. I don't.
So that wasn't.
You don't mess around with Jim. I was on the same path though.
I told you it's one of two songs that sound, because he did the
Bad
Band.
Well, I was on the other song. You don't mess around with Jim. Damn. I thought it was Leroy Brown. Had the same beat and everything.
Man, I thought that
funny one. Man, got me. Oh man, I hope there's more.
There's plenty more. All right, let's talk about news for today. Dark Side of the Moon is 45 years old. 45 years ago, Pink Floyd decided to watch The Wizard of Oz and write a soundtrack to it.
Wow.
Right?
That's awesome, though.
Yep. It worked.
That
is 45
years. March 27th, today.
Yes, that Facebook told me it. And Facebook doesn't lie.
1973, March 27th. Pink Floyd, Dark Side, it was recorded or it came out?
I don't know. Like I said, Facebook just told me that it was so I just automatically believe it.
Yeah.
Well, Facebook's coming from an American guy last year. I don't trust Facebook anymore. Yeah, I'll see that shit. Pamela Anderson died. Anyone see that out? Is that just me?
Which one?
Pamela Anderson died last week. Anyone see that? Anyone get that hook?
Yeah,
are you serious?
Yeah,
no, she didn't die. It was a hoax.
Really?
If anything, she probably died while choking on Tommy Lee's cock. CPR, baby!
Like, there's a major issues in that family. I doubt she's still in there.
Is that a way to go out? Is that a way to go out, Jolene? Sucking on a man's cock? Is that the way you girls want to go?
Yeah, I would say they're
Well, good to know. Good to know, because every guy wants to be going out in style in a woman's vagina. I know.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder.
What
I mean, that's.
Yeah, but
I
like,
came out of
a
vagina and I died in one. I came out of a vagina and I died in one, right?
They want
how
like,
many
like simultaneous orgasms, like at the same time. Man and woman, like in tandem, like, oh, that's it. Come and go together.
Wow. See how we went to the news and then all of a sudden we went to that. I like how that
works. Yeah, like how did that even like happen? Okay.
I don't know. Someone said Tom Lee's dick and all of a sudden I just gave my head out. Does the girls want to go out that way? Choking on a...
I mentioned cock. I'm sorry. We're talking about Dark Side of the Moon. Pink Floyd, okay?
Wow.
Pink Floyd, what else happened?
Yeah, what else happened?
What else happened? I don't know. Let me check.
Let's Google it. What happened on this day?
Yeah, what else happened?
45 years ago, Pink Floyd.
I'm sure there's... they have like a day for every day. Like, it's a margarita day. It's pancake day. It's drive your...
Right?
Bice, whatever. It could be anything day.
The FDA approves Viagra today in 1998.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
That was 1998. I thought that was the late 2000s.
Now we back to the Cox again.
Oh, yeah, right.
You can't get away from Dick. Dick's everywhere.
You can't run from it.
You can't run from Dick. You don't run, spit into the wind. You don't suck on the cock of the old Lone Ranger, and you don't sparkle. Come on, Jim. There's no official day. What else also happened today? Patty Boyd married Eric Clapton.
March Madness was born.
Not much else.
No,
really.
It was kind of boring.
Jefferson elected to the Continental Congress. The biggest thing that happened today was Viagra. Congratulations, Viagra Day. Today is a Viagra.
Can we get a hand clap for Viagra?
I still like that Pink Floyd thing, though. That was really bad. That was much better than Viagra. Yeah, I can't say it. Yeah.
I used to listen to that album so much, man. Dark Side of the Moon, I listened to that album all the time. I also liked The Machine. The Machine. What album's that off of, Santori? Well, what album's that off of?
Wish You Were Here.
And that's a good song too. But I used to put on the record of my stepdad's record player, and I used to listen to The Machine over and over and over again. Like, that was it. That was the pinnacle. Pink Floyd. And I was like, you know, a kid. I didn't know shit.
Welcome to The Machine.
Yeah. It was awesome, man. What I really like about Pink Floyd, man, is, you know, I'm still just really learning their music, but I was out in Tarpon Springs, and it's this record shop. They got, like, all this, like, Pink Floyd stuff. And, like, it's crazy because, like, Pink Floyd records there are, like, $20, $50 because they're, like, these classic albums in plastic. But like all of, I'm like an art guy, so I'm like all of the album covers are like amazing. So that's the kind of judges. I kind of look at music like that. If I haven't heard it, I look at the cover. And I'm like, oh shit! If this cover is like crazy as hell, I'm like, okay, let me go listen to it. And I mean, these guys was like, man, timely. Their music was timely. So shout out to Pink Floyd.
Right?
Santori, Jolene wants to ask you a question.
I just want to ask you a very simple question, because, like, you seem to get yourself into some kind of situation sometimes, and I think I think a lot of, like, comedy and humor is just actual real life, so I just want to ask you a simple question, like, what happened this week, or within the last, you know, whenever, since we haven't spoken in very long, but let's say within the last 2 weeks.
In the last 2 weeks, let's see. How about the last 2 months?
I know you got some shit to have.
Yeah, so he knows too. So 2 months.
All right, well, let's see. In the last 2 weeks, I've been working a lot. I'm working at a place, and I can't really tell you where I work because I don't know.
Yeah.
I have people listening. Right, but anyway, let's just say it has something to do with rock music, and it's a restaurant.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's in a popular mall that people know of, heard of it. Someone has either heard of it or know of it. But anyway, so for me to work there, I have to go and talk to security with my managers and show my schedule, because 2 months ago I got arrested for disorderly conduct and this and obstruction.
I knew it was going to be exciting.
Right? I got drunk, and let me just tell you the story. Because it's interesting.
Feel
it's interesting. Yeah, I went on a little adventure. I went on a little drinking adventure, and then I went outside for a cigarette. My plan was to go to this hotel and talk to the lobbyist and ask them, you know, call me a cab. But before I was going to go get my cab, I was going to go up to the hotel bar and have another, you know, drink before the cab gets me. Well, I was having a cigarette, and this homeless girl, obnoxious homeless girl, came up to me and just started chatting, shooting her my ear off with her voice and her opinions about life and everything. So I was just like, okay, time for me to go. So I went to the bar, and who shows up right behind me? Yes, she followed me. So I'm like, look, I don't want to be rude, but I'll tell you what, I will buy you a drink if you leave me the fuck alone. She's like, I want to write. And I'm like, that sounds wonderful. I'll have one of those too. After having four shots and two beers, and of course the Bud Light that's sitting in front of me, I went ahead and I ordered me up White Russian, slammed it, paid my tab, and then I had to take a piss because I had a lot of, you know, drinks in me, and it's time to let the guy, you know, out, you know, whatever. Anyway, so there was an ATM right before the bathroom. So I'm like, I'm going to have to grab money for this whole cab thing. And anyway, the door was locked. The public bathroom had a locked door. I didn't understand that. Meantime, I put the card in the ATM, and then guess who shows up around the corner? Her again. And I'm like, you leave me alone. In the meantime, two security guys just mosey on up and just start mugging me. Like, they were, like, staring me down. And one of them, like, looked like he was 12 years old and was really pissing me off because I was getting, like, mugged by a little guy. A guy was, like, smaller than me. And I'm like, what the fuck are you looking at? In the meantime, the ATM is eating up my card and not giving it back. She's over there. They're mugging me. And next thing you know, the police officers show up. Cops are there. And I'm like, oh, great. And they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm trying to get away from them, her, and I'm trying to get money out of this machine. They're like, what's your name? I'm like, oh, right. Like, I'm going to give you my name. All of a sudden, I'm in handcuffs, and I go to jail.
That's what did it.
Yeah.
And then I went to court. And I went to court, and they asked me if I wanted an attorney. I'm like, no, I think this is okay. I can handle it by myself. They said, would you like to talk to the prosecutor? I'm like, oh, absolutely. I would love to talk to the prosecutor. Because that's what I live to do, is talk to prosecutors, especially ones that are trying to prosecute my kids. So I'm like, you know, sitting there. And the thing that really bothered me is I'm dressed up. I'm wearing, like, nice black slacks and, you know, a nice dress shirt, button up. And I'm looking, you know, pretty good. There's people wearing sweatpants, do-rags, hats, something. Everyone's being told, like, people in the courtroom, you're wearing a hat, take off your hat. Come on, man. I mean, in elementary school, I've learned the two places
you
need
to
dress up. You
sure they weren't, like, jury duty people?
They look like they're regulars. They look like they go there every weekend.
Out of this shit, so I'm going to dress like a piece of crap. Like, whatever. Like, they'll just phony me.
Can't dress like shit going to court.
But if they did,
then maybe they would
have
picked you.
They don't want
you
to pick, so you
just... Three places. All right, hold on.
We went off track.
You went off track.
Sorry.
We got to take a break. When we come back,
what
we're going
to do... take a break and remember my story?
Yes.
Because I told you.
Right. But I'm just trying to say, three places you get dressed up for is church, and job interview, and court. That's it. Anyway, I finally sat there for an hour and a half, and they finally called me, the prosecutor. And she's like, you remember anything I like? I'm like, oh, no. You know, lied my ass. I remember everything. It was stupid. But anyway, she's like, well, your age and all that, we're just going to go ahead and give you a $300 fine. I'm like, great. So no probation, nothing. So, yes, $300 fine was it. And I tried to go to
security
every
week. I mean, that's
still
tough,
but it's still
that's one hell of an ATM fee, Santori. That's
yeah.
One hell of an ATM fee.
And did you ever get your ATM card back, by the way? Probably not.
No, and here's another thing. The next day when I woke up in jail and got and they were letting me go, they gave me back my ID, and I'm like, where's my wallet? They're like, you didn't have a wallet. I'm like, well, there was something that was licensed in, and they said, we don't know where your wallet is. Cops took my wallet. So every credit card I had to call and cancel and reorder. So, yeah.
Well, you know, some cop went out there and spent $37, because that's the max, on your credit card on things bought in China, especially Viagra. All right. So we're going to take a break now. And when we come back, more Name That Tune, more stories of Santori. Facing Tuesdays is back. And yeah, we'll be right back after this. You're listening to Facing Tuesday on the World Generation Podcast Network. We'll be right back after this. Monday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. In association with Bud's Backroom, the greatest wrestling podcast, Monday Night Fallout returns with T-Rock Plutonium, Loverboy Langloy, Minister of Sinister, and special appearances by the Wolfpack, Hollywood KV, and more. Plus the rebirth of the IWC. Stay tuned on the World Generation Podcast Network. Monday nights will never be the same again.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost, found, the greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary? Something really scary? You want to see something really scary?
Are you ready for some more wrestling talk? Join Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, headliner Joe Bates, and Rancho punk rocker Albert Salazar as they recap some of this week's shenanigans in the WWE. Fatal 4-Way Radio makes its triumphant return to the World Generation Podcast Network.
We're back. Are we back?
Yeah, we're back.
And we just materialized out of the ether.
That's good. That's good. The last episode was the Mandela effect.
Ooh,
and
Doctor, you should call
Yeah,
you should call in on the Greatest Talk Show, Doctor.
And the Doctor is in.
The Doctor.
Oh shit! I didn't know you guys knew about the Mandela effect. You guys are on that too.
Well, and check this out, okay? This is something that you guys are going to wig you out. There's two things. First, did you know Mr. Rogers sang "It's a Beautiful Day in This Neighborhood"? See, I swear it was "A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood," but it's really "It's a Beautiful Day in This Neighborhood." Like, what the f*** is that? And then the other thing is the Lindbergh baby was actually found murdered, and they tried the guy who killed the baby. Now, where I'm from, they didn't find that fucking child. There ain't no kid. There ain't nothing. So things been changing. That's all.
Wow, that is true. I thought it was a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I thought it was.
Yeah.
Wow.
And how many times did we watch
this
as a kid?
Too.
It's this. It's the weirdest thing.
No.
I didn't believe it either. And then we went and we looked at it. And it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. But that's crazy. Like, you know, what's changing in the world? I don't know. Like, but that, anyway, that's what Sunday. And then Easter Sunday, we're doing a show. It's a religious debate.
Versus spirituality.
Yeah, versus spirituality. So that's going to be a really awesome show.
I'm on that one. Now you're going to have, like, I'm just going to say it. I'm on the spiritual side. I mean, I'm not anti-religion, but I'm more like, let me not get into that. I'll save it for the show. But thank you for the invite. I will freaking be there. Please send me the information so I can jump on there and enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
Are you ready, Santori?
Yeah, I guess so.
Does the doctor want to do it first, or what do you guys want to do?
I want to challenge you again. I think I can get you this time, man. I'm feeling a little brave. I had a couple of Viagra. I'm feeling excited.
Listen, you know what? I don't have erectile dysfunction, and I took a Viagra because I wanted to see what it was like. All it gave me was a really bad headache. So, you know, it's very odd. Yeah. Not tonight, dear. I have a headache. So, all right, Dr. Detroit, here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready, yes, sir.
Here we go.
Oh, shh. Now, do I have to name the song or the band?
I would say the song.
Damn. All right, one more time.
All right, one more time.
Can you let it play to like the first word or the first like?
That'll be like a minute in, man. That's like a minute in. So.
Damn. Oh shit! All right, I can see. I'm gonna pass it to Mike, the man.
I like how tonight's like the show tonight is like actually going full circle because what you guys were just talking about religion. That song just happened to pop up. That's just pretty cool how that works out. But that's going to be Black Sabbath, Heaven and Hell. And the lyric you're looking for, Sing Me a Song, You're a Singer, would have been the first, like, verse you would have heard. So, yeah, let's go ahead and play that out.
Let's take a listen. Not bad.
Yeah, I really don't like the fact that I lost that last one. That really made me mad.
No, but
I'm furious.
They're the same song, basically. I mean, you know, yeah, they're a little different, but I mean, but you know what? What's funny is Bad Bad Leroy Brown. It's a good song, but don't mess around with Jim. That's when you don't spit into the wind. You don't pull on Superman's cape. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger. That's like that's pop culture. That's like what you remember. The other song, yeah, it's Bad Bad Leroy Brown, but he's just an asshole.
Nah, and that's why I would never mess with Leroy Brown. I would mess with Jim all day. I don't care about Superman, Cape. I mean Leroy Brown, he's the baddest man in the whole damn town. I wouldn't mess with Leroy Brown. But I wouldn't mess around with Jim.
You know, well,
I would mess around with Jim.
Slim kicks his ass and he gets beat down. Jim gets beat down in the pool hall.
You know, see what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Leroy Brown, you just don't mess with him because he's the baddest man in the whole damn town. I wouldn't mess with Leroy Brown. Just saying. That's what I remember. I remember that you don't mess around with Leroy Brown. If you want to remember stuff.
You know what happened this week was the anniversary, of the date that the Breakfast Club met. I think it was March 24th was the day that the Breakfast Club supposedly met in that movie.
1984.
Wow. 1984, March 24th.
Yeah, that was a Saturday.
Wow. I still got a little bit of a crush on Molly Ringwald, if that's weird.
Have you seen her lately? She just turned into a more beautiful woman is what happened to her.
Really?
She got
I haven't seen her lately.
Yeah.
Wow.
You ever see the movie, well, it's not really the latest movie, but the last movie I saw her in was Teaching Mrs. Tingle. You ever see that stupid movie?
No, I never got a tingle. I didn't take Viagra, though. When I did, I got a headache. I didn't teach nobody's tingle. No tingle.
No, she's still attractive. Did you know she's dating? You know she's married to Mike D from Beastie Boys, right? Everyone knows that, Michael Diamond.
Oh, no way. Are you serious? Wait a minute. Which dude? Ad Rock, MCA, which dude?
Yeah, Mike D, Michael Diamond. Yep, and not, no relation to Dustin Diamond at all, Screech.
That's
but Michael
crazy.
Diamond. Yeah,
oh,
she's
that's
been married
so trivia,
him
boy.
Years.
I didn't know that. I honestly didn't know that.
You didn't know that? Yeah, Mike D from Beastie Boys is married to Molly Ringwald.
That is crazy.
You learn
something
new every day.
Huh?
Every day. And this day in music history, Led Zeppelin released Houses of the Holy in the UK. Houses of the Holy. Did you like that album, Santori?
Oh, yes, I did. There's a great, there's the Rain Song, the Ocean, Over the Hills and Far Away. Oh, yeah.
The album cover was crazy. It had like pink naked people like crawling across the mountain.
Exactly.
But
they were a little kid.
It was crazy, but it was like, it was like interesting though. It makes you like, oh shit, okay, what is this about? And I was watching some other show about the pawn shop people, but they were talking about Led Zeppelin, and they was like, oh, the object, what is that about?
It's a blimp.
But they
Led
were saying it's like, well,
it's
Led Zeppelin's a blimp, but they said it was another album cover, and they had like this little black or like some kind of thing that's on a table. I forgot the name, but it's like the object, and the record company's got a couple of them floating around, and if you find one that is worth millions of dollars, it looks like some little centerpiece thing, but it was on an album cover or something, but it's called the object, but it's related to...
Was it worth like $80,000, so they decided to give him five? They're like, it's worth $80,000, so I'll give you $5,000 for it, and they're like, but it's worth $80,000, and he's like, but yeah,
right.
But I gotta get up off my ass, and I gotta lift it, and it's gonna take me an hour to sell it, and you know, so I need to make like $55,000. You can have 37 cents though. Thank you.
I love it. Yeah, I love it. That's exactly what that show is about. You screw
Wait a minute. So wait, there's a Led Zeppelin album with an object on it? Just an object on it?
It's called
Object.
Yeah.
Object?
Well, it's a...
I never heard that.
If you look up a Led Zeppelin and just look up the object, it has some history behind it, but it's like this album cover where it's got these... It's like a family looking at a table with an object.
Oh, you're talking about Presents. The album Presents. My brother
had it. That's the one.
The album's called Presents. Like Presents, like as in now. Presents, not like presents, like Christmas presents, but presents.
Like right now.
In the now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I like
and
Presents.
The background,
give me Presents.
Like, yeah. Nobody's fault but mine is on that. And Presents.
All right.
Yeah,
so a famous birthday is today. We got Quentin Tarantino. He was born today.
Nice.
Mariah Carey was born today. Sarah Fergie was born today. And that's from Kids Incorporated. If you remember Kids Incorporated, she was on that fucking show. I did have a crush on Fergie, but I still have a crush on Fergie because
I do too.
She's hot. Like, what are you going to do, man? You know. Santori, what's your favorite Quentin Tarantino movie?
Reservoir Dogs.
He did that?
Reservoir Dogs. Yeah,
no
he did that. Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction. He did the one with Jimmy Fox and
Dusk Till Dawn is a really great movie that never gets
I like
the
beginning.
We got pussy over here. We got this kind of pussy. We got all this kind of pussy. Like Cheech Marin made that movie.
And that was one of the few that he
I was over it. Didn't like the vampires. Didn't like it. It was a good movie up until they turned into vampires, and I was like, oh, here we go.
But But it took, but that was cool because it took like half the movie for them to turn into vampires. So it like the story changed.
I was into it for half the movie, and all of a sudden they turned to vampires, and I turned it off.
So I guess it's safe to say you don't watch The Walking Dead.
Oh, no, don't talk about my show. You gotta. Oh,
oh
my
no,
god.
But no, I'm saying if he doesn't watch zombies,
I don't watch.
That's the best.
Spoiler.
That's the best.
No.
Because it's not about zombies. It's about, like, what would you do? It's like the, it shows, like, human condition. And
yeah, well,
it's a trip because. Oh, go ahead. I'm listening. Jolene, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, Walking Dead is more of like they've built the characters up so well. So it's not necessarily, like you said, it's not about the zombies. But if Mike just like, Santori just didn't want to like zombies, then he would be into it. Because there are, it's very gory. It's very, all right. So anyway.
Listen, I know Mike Santori, and I can tell you, he likes Bela Lugosi, Boris Karloff, he likes The Mummy, he likes. All that
that's not zombies.
Like,
yeah,
that's
true.
He likes like the classic, like the what's that guy, Alfred Hitchcock kind of stuff, where it's no blood but it scared the shit out of you, type of stuff.
Yeah,
exactly. But, yeah,
more mental.
Yeah, like
mental.
Twilight Zone. Yeah, I like. Yeah, I'm not. I'm
Twilight Zone. That's the shit.
Oh, Twilight
Zone's
awesome.
Right. Creature
feature.
You want to
see something really scary? What?
Yeah. You want to see something really scary?
You want to see something really scary? Yeah, that's fine. You know, Twilight Zone is pretty awesome. You know, if you, you know.
Show in her age,
you
want to
see
way.
Something really scary? You bet.
Watch
really?
Twilight
yeah.
Now.
Okay, this is really, really scary now. I trust you. Okay, pull the car over. Pull the car over?
Uh-oh.
Okay. Scare me. Are you ready? Okay, go ahead. What are you doing?
Oh,
all right.
Shit.
You know what? You know what's great? I can name the two actors right there. Dan Aykroyd and Albert Brooks.
Yes. Wow. Good job, Santori.
That's awesome.
Albert Brooks' best role is, of course, the father from Finding Nemo, and Defending Your Life. If you haven't seen Defending Your Life, I suggest you
Meryl
see
Streep.
Meryl
Streep and Demi Brooks. And like, yeah, no, that was a great movie. That was about the IQs. The lawyers had higher IQs.
Oh, yeah, no, the little brain. He's like, you little brains are here to defend it. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
All right, are we ready for name that tune?
Yeah.
He sounds so excited.
Doctor, do you want to go first or you want to let Santori?
Yes, he does.
You know what? I want to go again. This Viagra is just kicking in, so let's go.
All right, here we go. Name that tune. Let's go.
You gotta give more than that, dude.
I don't know when he's gonna start singing. I don't know when the voices are. Listen, so let me do it again. Let me go a little further.
Wait, this doesn't start.
Are you lonely?
Elvis, are you lonely, Elvis?
There you go.
He got it.
Yeah,
no, that was.
Are you lonely? Is that your correct answer? Is that your final answer?
Yep. Elvis, are you lonely? Yep, that's it.
All right, let's take a listen.
Are you lonesome tonight?
Lonesome.
Do you miss?
Same thing. Oh, I got
lonesome. Lonesome, lonely.
Are you
lonesome?
Lonesome
and lonely. Are you lonesome? That's right. Lonely is not lonesome. See, that's why I can't let go. I knew he was going to say it. Like, that's the first thing he says. Like, am I going to give away the theme?
But as soon as I heard the guitar, it sounded 1960, so I was like, ding, 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 ding. That's his little drum. That's his rhythm. Ding, 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 ding.
When I heard
all right,
it,
I want to ask Santori, Fat Elvis or Skinny Elvis?
Wait. I want to get my feedback to the song real quick. When I first heard the guitar going, I thought it was that one part in Three Amigos when they were at the campfire. And Ned was scared. like, sing him a song. Go ahead, Lucky, sing him a song. You know what I'm talking about? Anyone besides Dr. All right, go ahead. What were you going to say now, Tony?
My little buttercup has
yeah,
sweetest.
No, not that one. That was one at the bar. That was one at the bar.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But anyway,
is there another song in Three Amigos?
Yes, there's a lot. It's a musical. Three Amigos is a musical.
The whole thing is music.
Is that when they're sitting around the fire and the turtle's like, good night.
Good night, Ned. He said good night, Ned. Because everyone said good night, Ned. And the turtle's like, good night, Ned.
Good night,
but
Ned.
Yeah, the guitar. Yeah.
It's a mail plane.
Know,
how do you know it's a mail plane? You see the little balls,
you see the little balls on it?
I don't know. Look, if you haven't seen Three Amigos, see Three Amigos. If you haven't taken Viagra, take Viagra. It's good for you.
There you go. All
right. Let's do Santori, you wanted to talk about somebody today.
I want to talk about, because, you know, we were all about, like, the year of death. Everyone was dying around us, David Bowie and all them, like Glenn Frey and, you know, we lost a lot of musicians in 2016. It was like year of death. But last year, we were unfortunate to lose one of the greatest songwriters, in my opinion, and vocalist of the 90s, and still today if he was around, but whatever, was Chris Cornell of Soundgarden and Audioslave. We lost him last year in my hometown, Detroit, unfortunately. But yeah, I wanted to give a little tribute.
Sounds so off.
Song, but no, I liked his voice on that one. Did you do the other one I asked you to? You said no, we're just going to do one. Did you other do the Prince one? Did you bring that up?
I only got one, Santori. Only one.
That's a good version of Nothing Bears to You. But anyway, yeah, so a little tribute and a little shout out to Chris Cornell. May you rest in peace and thank you. But yeah, that's it. Because we weren't on the air.
It hasn't. The deaths have not been as bad. Remember,
no, that was only
it was
that
a
one
terrible year.
But then
Prince.
After that, it all stopped.
Yeah.
Well, and they just got back. Listen, they just got back Prince's autopsy, and it turns out that he had what's the drug?
Fentanyl.
I don't know. Yeah. They could have just went in there and put that in his system. Why would it take so long? They could have just planted that to support the theory that he was on drugs. So that's I can't go with that one. Sorry.
It took 2 years though.
Right. Exactly. Why would you wait 2 years to get the autopsy, you had to go and get everything right, get all this to the scene set, get the stuff injected. They probably didn't even check. Somebody really could have just said it because we weren't there. They could have just said, yep, it was crack. He was smoking crack, and that's what happened. And then America had to believe it because I'm in Florida and I'm out of Minnesota, and what can I do about it? So I don't believe it because you could. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just gonna say you're absolutely right. It took so long for them to figure it out, and then of course, you know, he had 1,000 times the normal amount of, wasn't 1,000, but he had a lot of drugs in his system. That was it. He died of drugs, and like the doctor said, he should know, he's a doctor.
But what's so crazy is that usually most people who have a drug addiction, they have several incidences that lead up to it. You know, but he's never had that. Usually all the people who have, like, passed by that, they've had, like, a history. And it's like, yep, they OD'd at this show. Yep, they OD'd. And so you kind of know. But you have this dude who's, like, this health-conscious guy, and no one around him ever saw him taking drugs. But all of a sudden,
I have two things to say. Hold on. Number one, there's a video of him the day before he died, outside of a complex like center of like Walgreens or whatever, riding a bike, like a little like bike, like a BMX bike, a kid bike, smiling in the parking lot, riding around. You know, like when do you hear of Prince doing that? And like that, I'll say he was on drugs. I don't know what kind of drug, but it looked like he was on drugs. Like the day before he died. All right. So anyway. And the other thing I want to say is I watched this thing about Eddie Money this morning. If you know who Eddie Money is, he's a songwriter, did Two Tickets to Paradise. I got Two Tickets to Paradise. Anyway, Keith said he almost died because he used to do cocaine, a bunch of cocaine, and he snorted the stuff that killed Prince. He thought it was cocaine, but it turned out to be that, and it, like, almost killed him. He had to go to the hospital and shit. So that's why I think that might have happened. Number one, I think he's on drugs. Number two, I don't know what kind of drug he was on, but yeah, I think he died of drugs, but I don't know what kind. But what that video showed me, he was tripping. He was floating, man. He was.
It was like a dude with bell bottoms and a fro, but it was like from the back. I was like, and then think about it. If you Prince, you're gonna just decide like, okay, I'm gonna ride my bike out in public.
I'm gonna go ride the bike.
And then right, what's so funny is like, one person at that exact moment happened to have their camera at that exact angle, at that exact time, at the exact moment that he decided to ride a bike with bell bottoms and an afro. It was, his back was turned, and they never could, like, you never, like, saw his face. And he's got a compound. He can ride his bike in the compound. I don't know. It was odd. I don't know. I'm just kind of causing conversation, but
don't do drugs. Except Viagra.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
I think it should be Jolene this time. I think Jolene should go first.
No, it's not fair because I can actually see the song.
She's here. Yeah, she's here. She can see what it is.
Oh, my God. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
I mean, even if I couldn't see it, I still wouldn't play because I suck so bad at this game.
All right. So, our doctor, are you going to go first?
I'm going, brother. I got to. Right. I got to keep until I win. I got to keep challenging. Yeah, man.
All right, and ladies and gentlemen, by the way, Minister of Sinister in Bud's back room where the thread is, he's been on point. He's gotten every single one correct. So, Santori, you got somebody to battle you for that in the chat thread because we have a chat thread. I don't know if you know that. And we'll go in the chat thread.
This is the first time I've ever heard about it.
What's his name in the back room? What's he doing in the back room with Viagra?
I don't know what the Buds are doing in the back room, but they don't like it when we talk about it like that. It's a back room of they're playing craps. They're shooting dice. They're
okay. I understand.
You know, they're
sorry.
shooting dice. All right. Dr. Detroit, are you ready for Name That Tune?
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Oh, Margaritaville. That's my dude.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Jimmy Buffett. Jimmy Buffett.
All right.
Let's go.
Let's take a listen and see if he's right.
Nibbling on sponge cake.
Yeah.
Watching the sun bake. All of those tubes covered with oil. Drumming my six
string
on my front porch swing. Smell those shrimp, they're beginning to boil. Wasting away again in
margarita.
To say that was a little easy.
I wouldn't have even
known. I appreciate that.
I don't care. I'm happy for Dr. Detroit. I'm glad he got it.
Thank
you.
At least give me one. At least give me one, since I am here in Florida. At least give me one. Man. I appreciate that.
Right?
How's the
weather, by the way? How's the weather in Florida, by the way?
Oh, it's not bad. I mean, it's not hot yet, you know, but it's like 70s and 80s. And, you know, by the way, they're building a Margaritaville resort right off of I-4 out here. Off of 429. So Margaritaville, he's building it. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. We went out to Tarpon Springs. That was freaking awesome. Wiki-watchy, we watched some mermaids swim underwater. That was freaking awesome. So,
cool.
We enjoyed it.
Nice.
It snowed here.
Yeah, it
this
snowed.
Morning. It snowed in Colorado.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. Okay. Well,
I was just asking because I've seen some on Facebook from a friend of mine in Orlando saying, "Hey, Florida Radiants, go outside because this is going to be the nicest evening before the humidity hits you." So, yeah, if you're having a nice evening, John, you should be outside because the humidity is coming, apparently. If you pour it out,
I know, right? Yeah,
you're going to be hot. Your 70-degree weather is going to turn into 105. You pour back.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Right?
Stay covered.
All
go
right,
find some water now.
Let's take a look at what people's saying in the chat thread over on Buzz Backroom. Fick Moly says, some people claim there's a woman to blame, but I know it's my own damn fault. Super Liger says, the backroom is a little cool place where people come to hang out and shoot the breeze. Minister of Sinister got Margaritaville. He got it. And so did Fick Moly. Yalissa says, Viagra, really? And then PK says, Viagra and cocaine can make you have some awesome days. And then PK says, who's on drugs? And Ulysses says, cool songs. And Ride Doggy for Life says, show your tits. And show your tits.
Yeah.
Santori, show your tits.
Santori, show
I am. Look.
The people are calling.
There you go. They want to see them.
Listen, let me tell you guys something. My son, right, he came up to me and he's like, Daddy, my nipples are so small. I'm like, what the hell? Like, why the hell? Like, it doesn't matter. It's good. I'm glad your nipples are, I don't know. Like, what the hell? I don't know. He was talking, he doesn't think his nipples are growing properly.
Oh, shit.
No, he ain't gonna listen to his podcast, but I'm just saying, you know, he doesn't. His nipples aren't growing, but that's a good thing.
That's our country, man. You know, like the news ladies, they everything. They make success mean you have to have big nipples, and it's, you know, they kind of got our kids thinking that, like, you can only be successful if you have big nipples. And now all the kids, male or female, they think that's success. It's our country. They obsessed with it. You ever seen the news ladies? All the news ladies wear these tight ass shirts. It looked like, I'm just trying to see what happened.
I noticed that a lot of men. Yeah, like a lot of men have like things about like news people, weather women. Like I've noticed that through my years, and like
yeah.
I don't watch the news or any of that, so I don't get it. But I'm like, yeah. So there's
nipples.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm telling you. Next time you watch a news lady, look at how tight her dress is. I'm like, I had to tell my kids to leave the room. I'm like, I'm just trying to see the weather. And I'm getting
but that's how you know the weather. If it's cold,
like,
if it's cold, the turkey's done. Turkey's done. If it's cold.
I'm like, what the hell? Yeah, that's our country, man. They you know, they just have our people thinking that it's all about that. I mean, I'm not against that. It's a beautiful thing. The woman's anatomy is a beautiful thing. But it shouldn't be associated with, like, acceptance, you know, thinking at all, you know, because it's messing us up. But anyway, I'm just once again just so happy you guys, you know, I was just about to, man, life has been so, this world is so crazy. I was just about to take a bunch of Viagra and just like give up and just call it quits. But you guys called and said, hey, we have a show. And I said, oh, okay, well, let me just take one and just enjoy the show. You guys are amazing. So thank you. And please send me the link because I want to hop on the other show. I want to tune in, man.
For
well,
sure, we would
yeah.
love to have you on there.
Yeah, we'll make sure
thank
to get
you.
It to you. We're not done yet. I want to play you guys. Santori wanted me to play the commercial for this show on this show, and I don't understand why I would try to be plugging the show for this show. But I want you guys to listen to this.
He likes it.
So let's listen real quick to the commercial for this show that I made, and then we'll come back and we'll do Name That Tune, and then we'll end it out on a high note, auto asphyxiation, whatever you want to do. Okay, let's listen to the facing autoerotic asphyxiation. I'm sorry. Auto asphyxiation is if you like a car and you want to have sex with it.
Oh,
don't have sex with cars. All right. This is the Facing Tuesday commercial. This is the World Generation Podcast Network. And let's take a listen to the commercial. Here we go. Let me do it. There we go.
You want to do another radio show? Yeah. No. What do you want to call it? You want to call it drinking soda. But you don't want to call it soda, because where you're at, they drink pop. Nobody wants to drink pop, you Santori. I got a better idea. It's on Tuesdays, right? Tuesday nights? Okay. Well, you did Riffin' Fridays. You did Saturday Night Special. You did Tuesday's Gone. Hey, let's face Tuesday together. All right, cool. Facing Tuesdays with Santori. Tuesday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. Sounds great. Great. Let's do it. Yes, I'll make sure to let everyone know you figured out how to use Instagram. Okay, bye.
He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way.
Yeah.
So yeah. Santori learned how to
movie.
Use Instagram. Yeah,
I learned how to use Instagram. Yeah. It took me like 2 years and finally get it on my phone. I didn't have the proper phone for Instagram.
Have you even posted anything yet? Probably not.
I upgraded my phone.
I thought that was a nice commercial. So you got a new phone, Mike?
Yeah, I got a new phone, man.
Now, how long did you have that phone before you? How long was the phone before that?
About 2.5 years, 3 years old.
Wow. You know, how many years is that in phone years? 2 years, how many years is that in phone years?
Let's just say we can still play Snake on my phone.
Wow.
What was that?
So,
right?
So, Santori. Since we're story. Have you actually posted anything on Instagram yet?
Actually, no. I have not.
So you pretty much just opened this account and just
I have 38 followers and I have nothing for them to follow.
Nothing at all. That's good. That's good. But you're catching up with the world, man. You're catching up with the. I wanna touch on something real quick before we get a little further along. Toys R Us is going out of business, right? Toys R Us.
Toys R Us is going
out of business.
Oh my God.
Hold on. Back up. Hold on. Wait a minute, because I've been getting an argument in the last 6 months with my roommate about this. She's like, "You're 44 years old. You should be growing up by now. Why are you acting like a kid?" And I said, "Because I don't want to grow up, because I'm a Toys R Us kid."
Not anymore. They're not going don't
not anymore.
Like
no,
that. Are you serious?
It's done. Yes, Toys R Us has it's gone out of business. They're liquidating their stores.
God.
The owner, 94 years old, he died. But my point is that I went to a Toys R Us for their big liquidation sale, and their giant liquidation sale, their going out of business sale, consists of 5% off on items. 5%
off.
Oh,
my God.
That's not a liquidation sale. That's corporate bullshit, man.
It's all about the true Toys R Us fans. Let us get all of the shit we want for like 80% off. That's what we need. That's bullshit. Oh, I didn't know that. I'm about to go right up the street tomorrow. Oh my God, I did not know that. That shows you how much I'm like anti-media.
And apparently,
I did not know that shit.
And apparently I have to grow up tomorrow. I'm fucked. I have
I'm
to grow up
right now.
I have to grow up.
When you told me that, the Viagra just wore off.
I have to grow up.
Oh, my God.
But listen, KB Toys is coming back. So, KB.
I don't
care. KB Toys. Toys R Us. No, I grew up with Jeffrey. We all grew up with Jeffrey. I used to go to Toys R Us.
I know.
Like, I take my son.
Yeah.
When my son isn't talking about his nipples, we go to Toys R Us. And we play with the toys. You know? And I'm just, you know, it's one of those things. Where that's a memory for us, you know. That's a memory for us, and it's gone now, man. We lived through. Listen, the kids are not gonna know. Our world is different. We've been through things that won't ever happen again. That's crazy. Nothing ain't gonna be.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
Hey, I just want to say two things real quick. Since this show, I've been bummed out about my kid. My childhood years are now destroyed. Mr. Rogers' neighborhood was this, and now Toys R Us is no more. Man, the inner child is fucking crushed right now. I just want you to know that. You just want to know that this show has crushed my inner child, and I don't know if I want to play this game.
No, you're going to play this game.
My inner child is really upset right now.
This is for Santori now, because Doctor got his point in. And so now, Santori, here's where we separate the men from the boys, the Toys R Us from the Stacy lingerie and dildo Emporium.
There you go. If you lose, I'm
you gotta grow up sometime. Anal beauty.
Yeah, I've been hearing that the last year. It's really starting to piss me off. But all right. I guess I'm gonna have to.
All right, here we go. Well, let's try to cheer you
make
up.
Make me a man. Go ahead, make me a man. Well, let's make me a man. Come on, bring it on.
Just 7 days and 8 long nights. We can make you a fag, just like your dad. All right, sorry if you've never seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show. That's what they changed.
I thought that was the song you were giving me. I was kind of screwed right there.
No, here we go.
Oh,
all right, all right. Name that tune. Here we go. Ready?
Make
here we
go. Time stands still, Rush.
No way.
All right, let's see if he's right.
Yeah.
I think that was record time, man. That was amazing.
I gave you
2 seconds. I gave you 2 damn seconds.
You know what, honestly, Santori, I don't doubt you because you've gotten stuff like immediately.
Thank you for your support, Julian.
I do appreciate it.
That's unreal, man. You're the man. I'll take one little point and walk away.
All right. Before we go, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Detroit is leaving. He's got a house call he's got to go to. He's got a chiropractic. I make adjustments to the human spine. So he's got work to do. So, ladies and gentlemen, our good friend, Dr.
I just want to say
thank you for being on the show and, you know, coming back. And you have my invite for next Tuesday if you want to participate. You're always welcome back on my show. I don't know if they got the invite for their little Sunday Easter thing, but if they do, if they don't, you're always welcome back to mine. So thank you all, you guys.
I love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing, man. And I'm going to go try to pop this next Viagra and see what pops up.
All right. Well, I hope to see you whenever it is that Sunday. I hope to see you on the show.
Is it this Sunday?
This Sunday.
All right.
Easter Sunday. I hope that you show up because I know that, like, the three of us, we could have some really good conversation. And, like, we can't get this is about fun stuff, but, like, we can really get deep there. And I really hope you show up.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm looking forward to that. Thank you.
All right.
Good night.
Doctor.
Good night. Love you. Bye-bye.
All right, Mike Santori, let me tell you something. Let me lay some news on you, okay? Toys R Us went out of business, right? It's going out of business. Now, the day that it was announced that Toys R Us went out of business, the guy who founded Toys R Us died. 94 years old, dead. No shit. 94 years old.
Same thing happened to Charles M. Schulz. Wrote Peanuts. Died 3 days after it canceled. Died. Cool.
Died. That's it, man.
Died.
Like that's the universe in which we live, I guess. All right, Jolene, do you have any last words for Mr. Mike Santori?
No, I just want to say I hope you have a good week, and I can't wait to talk to you next week and see what kind of adventures you got into or whatever. Like, I enjoy this, and I'm glad that we're doing this again. So those are my final words.
I am too. Thank you, Julie. I appreciate the support. I'm glad you're on the show. I'm glad we're back. Thank you. Glad you're back.
Oh, yeah, no problem. It's fun. It's always a good time talking to you guys and just chilling and just having normal conversation about random shit. So, I love it.
Well, thank you very much. You
your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene.
go, buddy. We're back with a vengeance, man. How'd you feel about the show?
Oh, I thought it was great, man. I loved it. No, it felt good. It felt, you know, I didn't realize how much I really missed it until tonight. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you again for the opportunity and to whoever supporting this. I really do appreciate it. I'm glad to be back and look forward to, you know, more shows and hopefully more adventures that don't get me into jail. But, yeah, thank you. Glad to be back.
Well,
it's fun.
No, yeah, and it's, you know what, you know, it's nice that we can just bullshit and we can talk about whatever we want. And we have to thank the World Generation Podcast Network and everybody over at Bud's Back Room over there, because we got a chat thread, we got a new home.
So, yeah.
And we'll just keep doing this because you belong on the radio, Santori, even though you still probably don't know how to use most of the internet. You are...
That's
very
why I
much
appreciate people like you to be around me and be my producers. I produce, and I love it. Thank
you.
I didn't have to learn Instagram. Now that I got Instagram, I'll go ahead and learn how to use it. I'll just probably just take a picture and send it. I got it done. I know how to use it.
Well, no,
I've never had the app.
I wanted to ask you, Tom Petty, real quick. Well, he died since.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Tom Petty, man. My bad for forgetting about giving him a tribute. Yeah, my bad. R.I.P. Tom Petty, too. My bad. Damn. See, I'm trying to block that out of my head. It sucks. But anyway, go ahead.
Drugs, dude. Drugs. Like, everybody's doing the drugs. Like, they, you know, it is what it is,
yeah.
You know? I mean, I think that, you know, you can do a lot of drugs, but you can do the right drugs. You know, you don't have to do the wrong drugs. Smoke some weed, bro. I'm in Colorado,
right?
And weed is legal here. You just go to the store, buy some friggin' weed, and smoke it. And you know what? You don't have to go overdosing on crack or cocaine or fucking Fedfen or speed or meth or any of that shit. Smoke some weed. That'll help you.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. I'm all for marijuana, and you're right. Smoke it up, Johnny.
How is Michigan? Are you in Michigan, right? Is that the state you're in?
No, I'm in Minnesota. I'm in Minnesota.
Sorry, I get the M's confused with the cold. So is weed legal there?
No, it's the same concept. Same concept. They have the same concept. Shitty weather for 6 months. Snow everywhere. Terrible. But, it's marijuana here all day.
It's legal up there.
No, it's not. It's illegal. Yeah, it's not legal. No. They haven't got that law passed here yet. So yeah, we're all still waiting for someone to get their act together. I mean, there's a couple states that have, and then a couple states that are, you know, not yet. And the key word is not yet. It's going to happen. Just how long? How long? Because, yeah, you people in Colorado.
To the point
of
no return.
Kansas.
Kansas. Kansas is a great
band,
man.
That's
good.
Dust in the wind.
Carry on, my wayward Santori. Carry on, wayward Santori.
I will never forget leaving Colorado 2003. You and James, last farewell. He gave me a CD. James gave me a CD, Jersey James. And he's like, "Carry on, wayward son." And then I played it on the way home, and that was the song that was on there. It was funny. But I always think about that every time I hear that song. Just throwing it out there.
Hey,
and here
it
we
comes
are.
Full comes full circle,
right?
Man. All right, why don't you close it out with some closing words for tonight, man?
All right, I will. I would like to thank everyone that's listening and participating. I dig the chat room. I appreciate the guys who are on there. Thank you very much. Thank you, Worldwide Podcast Network. Yeah, thank you very much for letting me have the opportunity to come and destroy the airwaves. And I hope you all keep supporting. I hope you all enjoy the show and keep listening, because we're going to keep. So thanks. And I'm glad to be back.
And it's the World Generation Podcast Network, for those of you who are
see, but hey, listen, you know, he only said to me like three times, you know.
It's okay. It might take you a couple months to get it, but you'll eventually kind of get it, you know, ish.
You know. When I'm not, I'll be an adventurous, and I totally forget about it. I'll remember. Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's awesome. And if you guys want to tune in on Sunday, the Greatest Talk Show, we'll be doing a religion versus spirituality versus the God problem, Easter Sunday, April Fools. On Thursday, Fatal 4-Way Radio. A lot of good stuff's coming up. But, yeah, Santori, it's great to be back, man. So, thank you for having me.
It is great, man. And I also want to say I want to give my brother a happy birthday shout-out. His birthday's in, like, an hour from me, whatever, half hour. It's 11:30. Anyway, midnight. And also, Jersey James' birthday is on Easter, too. I must want to throw that out there. Happy birthday, James, but I don't talk to you. But, yeah, once again, thank you, everyone, for your support and listening. And tune in next Tuesday, and we'll face it together. The day that has no feeling. Hello?
Hello. Goodbye.
Well, bye.
The sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. If mountains crumble to the sea, there would still be you and me. Come a woman, I'll give you my heart. I'm a woman, nothing more. Little drops of rain, whispers of pain, tears in a river lost in the days gone by. Our love is strong, you there is no wrong. Together we two roll until we die. Inspiration is what you are to me.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.